But that's when you need other people the most, right? Like usually when you're sad and you talk to someone, you usually feel better, right? Or maybe you've even decided to do something that was harmful to yourself. Y'all, left unchecked, emotions have this way of directing our behavior, and they lead us to make unwise decisions. So not only do emotions have this power to lead us to do things we regret, sometimes more importantly, they have a way of making us believe things that aren't true. Think about the last time you felt guilty. Guilt has a way of making us believe we're not good enough, we're worthless, and that the mistake that we made that we're feeling guilty about, it's going to follow us around forever. Here's the scariest thing about emotions sometimes. They feel like truth. They have this power to make us believe that what we feel is bigger and truer than anything else, right? And sometimes when this happens, we trick ourselves into thinking we're going to feel like this forever. So I am the firstborn child of four. How many firstborns, oldest children? Oh, wow. Lots of firstborns. So no offense to any of you middle or youngest children. And I'm sure my son back in the back can agree, the firstborns have it the hardest, right? Okay, so here's an example. Shh. When I was in elementary school, I went to 5 different schools in 6 years, from kindergarten to 5th grade, 5 different schools, because my parents couldn't decide where they wanted to put me. I was the guinea pig for all of us. Christian school, public school, co-op school, they just couldn't decide. Finally, in 6th grade, I landed at Eastside Christian School, which was the school that was based out of my church, Eastside Baptist Church, where I grew up. Finally, I was at school with all my friends. I had a great 3 years in middle school. Everyone knew me. I knew everyone. It was secure and safe. And then it came to high school. My school didn't have a high school. And so all my friends were going to Wheeler. And my parents said, no, we don't want you to go to public school. We're going to send you to Mount Perrin. Now, no offense to Mount Perrin, but I wanted to be with my friends, right? I wanted to go to public school and hang out and do all the fun things that they were doing. I didn't want to wear uniforms, and I definitely did not want to go to a school where I didn't know one other person. So what did I feel inside? Anger. Well, disgust too, but I was so mad at my parents. It's the first time that I remember really feeling like, I don't agree with you guys. I'm old enough to make this choice by myself, and I am mad at you. And y'all, I didn't let that anger resolve itself. I held onto it, and it festered and festered and festered inside of me all summer long. And so then I would go to church, and all my friends would be what? Talking about Wheeler, how wonderful it was going to be. Everyone's going to hang out together, have lunch together, this and that. So what did I feel? I was sad. I was so sad because they were going to get to have this great experience and I was going to be left out. So not only did I have anger, I had sadness to the point of I didn't want to talk to anyone. I would come home and lock myself in my room. And so then here comes the first day of school. What do you think I felt? Scared. I was scared. So we're going in with anger. We're going in with sadness. And we're going in with fear. Not a good combination. I was like this. And I was like this. A closed book. Anyone who might have wanted to talk to me? Nope. I didn't want to talk to them. And therefore, because I wasn't talking to anyone, no one was talking to me. I sat by myself. I didn't talk to another soul. Now, y'all know Joel, right? The high school pastor? He was in my grade at Mount Perrin. Joel's awesome, right? I'm sure Joel would have talked to me if I would have let him. Oh, no. I didn't want to have anything to do with these people and let them know it. And finally, after about 3 weeks of living in misery, my mom, who is the wisest woman that I know, sat me down and said, enough. You're done. You're not switching schools. You're not going to go and be miserable and hang out all by yourself all the time. And back then, and I don't know if God does this with you guys, but he used other people to speak into me. He was using my mom to tell me something that was true about myself. So here's my advice for you guys. Use your parents. God gave them to you for a reason. Use your small group leader. They're there to help you. Use a teacher. Come and see Paul. If you're struggling with some of these emotions, listen, okay? And so my mom very calmly said, "You're done. I want you to go to school and I want you to have a better attitude." So we'll see what happens. I'll come back to that in a minute. Let's talk about what the Bible says about our emotions. Actually, if you look at the Bible, it's full of stories with humans in it, right? Humans have emotions. Therefore, you can look at all these Bible stories and see the good and the bad of emotion, right? I want to talk a little bit about a man named Solomon. Now, y'all know who Solomon is? King Solomon? He was the son of David. And right about the time that he was coming to power, God spoke to him and said, "Solomon, I want to give you something. What would you like? Anything you want." What did he ask for? He asked for wisdom, y'all. Like, what an amazing thing to ask for. And God said, "Yes, I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm also going to make you powerful and rich. But yes, I'm going to give you wisdom." So King Solomon wrote a great book, not one that we're talking about today, but the book of Proverbs. If you've never read the book of Proverbs, you can read one proverb a day for a whole month. It's a great way to get into your Bible, and it's a great way to get some wisdom. Okay, but we're actually going to turn to another book that Solomon wrote, the book of Ecclesiastes. So I'm going to give you a minute to find it either on your phone or with your Bible. Or you can just look on with someone. It's kind of in the middle of your Bible. If you turn to the middle and then just go a little bit to the right, you'll hit Ecclesiastes. And we're going to go to chapter 3. We're going to start off with verse 1, and then we're going to skip down to verses 4 through 8. All righty, here we go. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." Then we're going to skip down to verse 4. "A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace." Well, that pretty much covers all the emotions right there. It's basically saying, yes, we're all going to experience the ups and downs with becoming human. But none of us get a pass on the hard emotions. And that means that we can't blame our emotions for our bad behavior. And we also can't believe untrue things about ourselves. So then we skip down to verse 11, and I think in this verse, Solomon says something about God that's amazing, and I think gives us great insight for his plan for our emotions. All right, you ready? "He has made everything beautiful in its time." God will always find something beautiful to bring out of the way that you feel, of your emotions, if you let him. Like, I wasn't doing such a good job of that when I was switching schools. But if you let God, he wants to do something beautiful with your emotions. He has a plan. And he wants to reveal things to you through your emotions. They can lead you to discover wonderful things about who God is. Something wonderful about yourself. And something wonderful about the world. They can even lead you to do something for someone else. We learn to pay attention to our emotions. God will use them for great things. All right? The next thing that I want to talk to you about is that it's okay to feel the way that you're feeling. Sometimes we're stuck in these emotions that feel really bad, and that's okay. It's okay to feel this way. You can allow yourself to feel things. Emotions are kind of like a siren on an ambulance. You know, they catch your attention. The pain, the hurt that you're feeling, or the frustration, it's telling you, hey, there's something going on there. And then you have a choice. You can listen to what your emotions are urging you to do or to say or to believe, or you can choose to believe what you know is true. So I thought about what my mom said for a while, and I went back to my room and kind of pouted about it. And then I went to school the next day with a different attitude. And I'm telling you, things changed immediately. I started to notice that I wasn't the only person that was new. There were other people that were looking for friends just like me. I just had to be open to that. I also joined a couple teams. That helped right away because I got to meet new people. And I realized that if I took my emotions and turned them around and let God work through them, I was going to feel better, and I was going to help other people feel better too. So let's talk about the next time you're angry. So rather than doing something destructive like yelling at your parents and then you're going to get in trouble, saying something you'll regret, what if you just walked away from the situation? That is so hard to do, isn't it, when you're in the heat of a moment? But I'm telling you guys, walking away, calming down, praying about it, and then going back to the situation is always better. Your parents will listen better to you when you're not hysterically angry. Your brother and sister, they'll respond better. Your friends, absolutely. You can come back to the situation and resolve the issue. Talking about it later is always better than exploding in the moment. Okay, what about the next time you feel sad? Let's talk about that. How about instead of withdrawing from your family and friends, what if you found someone to talk to? Does everyone in this room have someone they can talk to when they're sad? Yes, you do. I know that. Even if you feel like you can't go to your parents, you can go to your community group leaders. Please, 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 the next time you feel sad, instead of harming yourself, instead of withdrawing and feeling sad all by yourself, go and talk to someone who will listen and help you. And here's something else that helps when you're sad. And I know it's not going to feel good, but go and help someone else. When you take the focus off of yourself and put it onto someone else and try to help them, it always helps with sadness. That's what that verse was talking about. God makes all things beautiful. Allow God to do something beautiful with this emotion by showing compassion to others. It's hard to be sad when you're helping someone else. What about the next time you feel insecure? We all feel insecure. Y'all feel insecure. Adults feel insecure. Everyone feels insecure. How about instead of allowing it to make you feel like you aren't important, let it remind you of the truth that God made you. And because God made you, you're valuable. You're important. He has a plan for you. He wants to use you. What about the next time you feel lonely? Kind of like I did when I was starting school. Instead of letting that emotion trick you into believing that no one likes you, look around and find someone else that might be lonely and make a new friend. Also, be reminded of the truth that God is always with you. You're never, ever alone, no matter how you feel. Y'all, it is so normal to have emotions, I'm telling you. But we can't allow our emotions to control our actions and beliefs. When you feel stuck, remember that how you feel won't last forever. And I also want you to pay attention to your emotions, because it's through them that God wants to show you something and use your feelings to do something beautiful in this world. All right? So it's time to go to community groups. I'm going to pray for you guys. And then I want you to go into community groups with this question. What emotion do I tend to feel the most? Okay? And you guys are going to talk about that more. So let's pray real quick and then we'll dismiss. God, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for each one of these students. I pray that as we go into our community groups, that you will just encourage them to speak, to open up. And God, I pray that they will just listen to each other, listen to their leader. And God, that you will work in mighty ways. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. In your name I pray. Amen. All right. Bye, guys.